Thoughts on the Kingdom. Apostolic Principles, Part 7. 1 Timothy, Chapter 1, and Verse 17. Paul writing to Timothy comes to this doxology. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Now to the King eternal. Actually, literally better. Now to the King of ages, to the King of eons, the eternal King. Now to the King eternal, the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now these are brief thoughts on the Kingdom. Who is the King here? Is it God the Father? Is it the Triune God? Or is it the Lord Jesus Christ? The context from verse 12 is heavy on the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. And then you get in verse 14, in Christ Jesus. Then you get verse 15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then you get in verse 16, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience. Now to the King eternal. But I wouldn't quarrel with anybody. The Triune God, the Father, the Lord Jesus, the King of eons, the King of ages, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. But these are thoughts on the Kingdom. Well, here's the King. The King is immortal. He is the King of ages. In my youth, King George VI died, and his daughter, Queen Elizabeth II, was crowned. I speak from the UK. And I might live long enough to see Elizabeth II die and Charles III crowned. But this King is immortal. This King never dies. He is the King of ages, the eternal King. He is invisible, the only God, the only God. To him be glory, honor, and glory forever and ever. Amen. But as the King, so the Kingdom. The Kingdom, too, is an eternal Kingdom. It is the Kingdom of kingdoms. The kingdoms of this world fade and fall. I remember from my history books that the Roman Empire came and fell. The Byzantium Empire came and fell. The Greeks came and, well, the Persians and all the rest of it, the Mughals, whatever, all of them. The British Empire, too, fell in the Second World War. But this kingdom will never fade, will never fall. This King and this Kingdom. Now, brother and sister, we are the subjects of this Kingdom, and as the King, so the Kingdom, and so his subjects. This privilege belongs to us. We are the subjects of an eternal King, in an eternal Kingdom. Who would live in the realm of this world? Who would live in the culture of this age? Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show, solid joys, and lasting treasure. None, none but Zion's children know. Who would live for this temporary, fading, sinful realm when he can, she can, live for the eternal, immortal, invisible kingdom which lasts forever and ever? One last illustration. The prodigal, you know, the prodigal son, when he was away, fed on pig's food. If only he went home, he could feed on son's meat. Which would you prefer? Pig's food? Which do you prefer? Pig's food or son's meat? Come into this kingdom, unbeliever. Receive Christ and be part of the kingdom that has a King who is eternal, the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God. Honor and glory be to him forever and ever. Amen. Be one of his subjects. Come into Christ now.